Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home of high school sports here in the Atlanta area in the great state of Georgia. We have a fantastic slate of games here set up for you today that we are going to go through and set up and break down, and we'll do it all. And Coach Chris Parker here is going to be joining me in just a moment. I got Don Drosky there on the other side taking care of us, making sure that everything goes in the right direction, all the buttons are pressed, all of the imaging is hit, and everything else is taken care of. And Dom, of course, is going to do a great job back there. And Coach Parker is going to be joining us here in just a moment. We're going to hit our opening drive here after that. But guys, we got a great, great show set up for everybody. We have reporters all over the city of Atlanta. I see Day-Day is still here. He's about to hit the road and head on out to Whitfield Academy. He's going to be out there with Landmark in Whitfield. That's going to be a sub-region championship game out there for those two private schools. That's going to be a great one. Troop County and LaGrange. Eric Slaughter is going to be out there. That's going to be a great game as well. That also has massive region implications. Two teams ranked in the top 10 in their respective region. Then Jonesboro and Griffin, that game is Austin's going to be out there at that one. But we're going to have check-ins from folks all over the greater Atlanta area. It's going to be a great show here for everybody. And John Bedorowski, he's going to be joining us from the Marietta Daily Journal. How about what's going on up there in Cobb County? We got some great football games up there in the Cobb County area. McEachern in Hillgrove, that game's going to be on Georgia Public Broadcasting, but we're going to discuss it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Allatoona and Hiram, that's going to be another great one. Kell High School, they're going for four straight shutouts. Four straight shutouts. How unbelievable is that? But we've also got a Coach Parker's checklist. We've got a reporter check-ins. Kurt Miller, the GHSA vice president, he's going to join us later on in the show at 7 o'clock. And he's going to give us kind of an understanding of everything that we have going on here in Georgia high school football. And then how about Clipboard Jesus? Charlie Whitehurst, pride of Chattahoochee High School. He's going to be joining us for our school days segment coming up a little bit later in the show. But Dom Trotsky, what do you say we hit the opening drive?
It's time for the opening drive. Brought to you by Baron Burton's W-Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit thewsauce.com.
And as always, it is brought to you by Bear and Burton's W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit thewsauce.com. And if you want to go through some of these games, yeah, I mean, heck, if you want to just stick it out and just talk about the games going on up in Cobb County, I think you can do that and have a pretty great time, couldn't you, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Garrett, I made it. So, update.
We're here.
Traffic is bad. Okay, update for anybody listening. North 75.
I think Ludacris could have probably included that in Welcome to Atlanta.
They shut the whole road down.
And Jermaine Dupri.
Garrett.
Yeah.
So people listening or hearing this, they can attest. yeah. So I had a serious adventure getting here today. But yes, we're here for high school football. And McEachern and Hillgrove. How about that?
That's going to be a great one.
Both teams undefeated.
Random question for you. What's more impressive to you? The fact that they have the highest scoring offense or they have a defense that's allowing, 2.6 points per game?
Well, probably the defense just because you don't see as many of them. You know, I feel like you do see some offenses that are pretty good everywhere. You don't see quite as many defenses in high school ball that are just shut down. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 6A ball, giving up seven less points a game. I mean, really impressive.
That's crazy.
But they're going to meet their match today. Mm-hmm. The opponent has a lot to do with those points per game, too. So if Hillgrove can do that to McEachern, again, a ton of respect, an opportunity to do something they hadn't done in a long time. McEachern's been maybe getting a little leg up in that rivalry as far as better records over the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, a chance to change that tonight. So that'd be a game we got to keep a close eye on.
No, absolutely. And we got a lot of games, too. I mean, Northgate at Hughes, that game's going to be kind of nuts, too. North 4-0, or Hughes is still 7-0. They're the number one team in the classification, with Northgate sitting at 7-0 as well. So one team in 5A is going to be walking home a little unhappy.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a show-me week for some of these teams. You know, there's some undefeated matchups, but there's a team that's kind of dominated that area. So mm-hmm. Hughes has definitely dominated that area. Langston Hughes is a great program. I fully expect them to beat Northgate tonight.
Yeah.
But both teams are undefeated. If Northgate wants to show they really are even better than a nice story, you go out there and beat Langston Hughes for a region championship tonight.
Yeah. I mean, look, they avenged five losses from 2024 already. And they are one of Georgia High School Football Daily's most improved teams coming into this season. But Langston Hughes is still the class of that region, like you said. They won that game last year 46-0.
There's levels of success.
Sure.
You know, and Northgate was not good last year. And they've, like you said, avenged five different losses already. They've moved into a class of being good.
Mm-hmm.
Langston Hughes is in a whole nother class of being good.
That's a national class right there.
But this is your opportunity. Well, I mean, you want to show Langston Hughes at one point. You look it up. Langston Hughes was 2-8, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they were in a situation like tonight where they had to beat somebody that you're like, well, they can't beat them. They never beat. But they did. And then now they're that team. So, you know, there are some show-me opportunities tonight. Hillgrove's got one. You know, Northgate's definitely got one.
Yeah, and you talk about unranked teams who have a good, like you mentioned, a show-me opportunity. Peachtree Ridge and Brookwood, that game's going to be at 7 o'clock. Brookwood Community Stadium in Snellville. Peachtree Ridge is sitting at 5-2, 3-1 in Region 7 at 6A. And Brookwood is also sitting at 3-1. So this is one of those types of games. It was the 3 points that separated them last year. It's always generally a pretty good football game between these two teams, but I'd expect that it's going to be another great one that could go a long way in deciding who stacks up where in that region.
Yeah, you're looking, Garrett. A lot of people don't realize, like, high school ball, you got today, it's October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Next week the 24th. Next week Halloween.
That's it. Yeah, 3 Fridays left, Coach.
2 after this one. So there are some teams that have a bye mixed in there. So they may only have 2 more games, 1 after tonight. Mm-hmm. But most teams do have 3 games counting tonight, 2 after tonight. Yeah, you're going to start seeing what you're going to hear tonight probably from us over and over as we go through scores is, okay, that's the score. That means this team moved into second place, or mm-hmm. this team's tied for third, or this team, you know, put themselves in position, because that is what really starts crystallizing in these last 2 or 3 weeks. What do these wins mean? And you can articulate it a little better than you can in the early part of the schedule. It'll be a little different next year, though.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that? Because next year,
oh, yeah,
all classes will use power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk at 7 o'clock to Kurt Miller, who's the president of leads the reclassification committee for the GHSA. And Kurt can tell us a little bit about what all that means. But that's going to be harder for people like me and you.
Yeah.
Because when I tell you that Grayson beat so-and-so, and that means they're knocked down to third place, that matters.
It's not quite so black and white.
Power rankings, it's like, hey, you got to be in the top 32. You make the playoffs.
It's like the BCS poll, right?
It's like the BCS poll, exactly, yeah. For the whole class.
Computers trying to tell us who's better at what in football.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to predict. It is going to be hard for us to know what that game meant.
As long as they're not using ChatGPT or anything like that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they do. Well, ask Kurt about it.
Well, ask Kurt.
Maybe they do.
Yeah, for sure. Let's keep.
I'm gonna start putting my picks in ChatGPT.
Hey, man,
I've lost 2 weeks in a row.
What's up with you, man?
I was undefeated for a while. Now I'm gonna go to ChatGPT. Who should I pick?
Hey.
They just say whoever Dom didn't pick. That's what it said.
it's you started talking all that mess. I heard you the other day.
Yeah, that's
you're talking
what
all that mess, man.
It's what happens. it's a life lesson that I've never learned.
You saw what happened to me after I did my one time where I didn't pick Stevenson because they had a bye week, and it came back to bite me.
It came back to get him. So then what happened was he picked Pius over Maris, which was a huge upset.
That would have been a huge upset.
And Pius was
going
winning.
Well.
No, I was like, oh, my God. I thought Dom was – I didn't know where that came from. I was trying not to cuss on the air when Dom said that. but then Pius is winning.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole game.
How about that?
I'm like, Dom is about to pull a major upset here. Nah. They just played with Dom.
They just messed with him a little bit. Yeah, Coach Chadwick, he kind of had something to say about that. No, for sure.
I mean, so you'll get our 51. Pick.
We'll get our picks.
We'll get
week.
Our picks, though.
We'll get our picks in. We'll get
Day-Day,
those.
You going to give a pick before you run out? Day-Day, he's not any
he's
better.
He's smirking.
In case you guys are wondering, Day-Day's no better. I know Dom's in every week. Neither one of y'all very good at picking.
Hey, man, I'm 1-1.
Garrett,
I'm 1-1.
I got mine last week. I'm 1-1.
Garrett picked Benedictine to beat some team that wasn't any good. Like, good job, Garrett.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
I picked him to beat Westminster, and it was just out of nowhere. And I didn't know what the spread was going to be. I didn't know that. I just saw it, and you said, "What's your pick?" And I said, "I guess I'll pick this one," and I was right. I think.
Good job, Garrett.
Coach is just Excellent. Upset. Coach is just upset. I started 1-0.
Takes the layups and eats all the crystals.
Hey, man.
He eats all the crystals. And I'm going to be extra salty today because I've been on the road 2 hours.
To layups still counts as 2 minutes. Points, all right? Layup is still 2
well,
points.
Well, before I get out of here because I got to hit the road, I won't pick my game that I'm at. I'll take McEachern over Hillgrove. I love both
That's
of these
game.
Teams.
Yeah.
But you got McEachern?
I will
I
take
got
McEachern.
Hillgrove.
Oh. Okay, there it is.
Let's go. We got some drama here on High School Scoreboard Show. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. Of course, we're going to break that game down. And John Beknarski, he is going to join us here. And we will talk to him about that game when we get back. It's Coach Chris Parker. It's Garrett Chapman here on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. The sultry sounds of the Morrow Marching Band bringing us back in. Let's head on out to the waitfor.com hotline. John Bednarowski joining us here of the Marietta Daily Journal. Big weekend here for the Cobb County. How about this? You got McEachern, Hillgrove, Harrison, Allatoona, Kell. Lots of big ones here up in Cobb County. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Hey, living the dream, man. Well, this is a beautiful Friday night in Georgia.
And we got some big games, like you said, in Cobb County. Of course, the biggest one tonight is McEachern over at Hillgrove.
Mm-hmm.
And it's between the last two undefeated teams here in the county. So somebody is going to grab control of Region 3-6A.
John, I'd just like to point out that in our last segment, our man Day-Day Lewis, who's out in the field, we made him make a pick. We do this pick now. It's like a whole thing. And he picked McEachern, and I picked Hillgrove. So I'm not going to make you pick. You're kind of like Herb Street in this segment. You don't have to pick since you're the Cobb guy, but – I need you to make me right. So tell me what makes this Hillgrove team special. Two wins in Coach Deshaun's first 3 years. Really played well last year. Really dominating this year, getting up 13 points all year. So make me feel good about my Hillgrove pick.
Well, I mean, you said it right there. I mean, the defense is giving up 1.9 points per game. Through the first seven. So
that's pretty good, right, John? That's pretty good. 1.9. That's pretty good.
Last time I checked, yeah, it's not bad. But, you know, this game, two really good defenses. McEachern's only given up, I think, like 10.6, 10.7 points a game. They both like to run the ball. This game could be over in 90 minutes if it wasn't on TV. Mm. But you want to feel good about your pick? Hillgrove leads the all-time series 8-7.
Hey.
Yeah, that is something interesting, well, though, right, John, well, about this series. McEachern's had the better program probably the last 10 or 15 years, record, total record-wise. But Hillgrove has won a lot of games, right?
Right, and the other thing is McEachern is 1-6 all-time at Hillgrove.
Mm.
Their only win came way back in 2010, and I was reading about that earlier this week. McEachern won that one 64-48. And
wow.
Yeah, Gage Henry from Hillgrove threw for like 472 yards and five touchdowns. In that game, we had Amba Edetawa, McEachern wide receiver, who went on to Syracuse, Maryland, and then was with the Jacksonville Jaguars for a while. I think he caught like 12 passes for about 150 yards. And then there was some other guy on Hillgrove's side by the name of Kenyon Drake,
mm-hmm.
who was pretty good, had a nice career in the NFL, was a national champion with Alabama. So, but Hillgrove has won the last six at home. And I know I'm not, you know, you're not going to hold me to this, but I kind of like them to make it seven.
How about that?
Get it, Day Day.
John's coming out with the bold take.
My picks are usually my picks are very respected, John. Yeah. So thank you for reinforcing that. Yeah,
he's lost two in a row though. He won't tell you that part, John. Harrison, they won that region last year. Where do they stand in the mix and all this?
Well, right now they're in third place. They're one game behind both. They've got Osborne tonight, so. You know, no disrespect to Osborne and Derek Cook over there, but I think they're probably a little bit outmanned. I think Luqman Salam's guy's going to get them tonight. You know, they will be tied with whoever loses the McEachern-Hillgrove game. Now, if McEachern wins tonight, things are going to look real good for the Indians because they will have beaten both mm-hmm. Harrison and Hillgrove. However, if Hillgrove wins, now all of a sudden Hillgrove's beating McEachern, McEachern's beating Harrison. We got the Hillgrove-Harrison game coming up. I think it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Harrison can get right back in it.
Yeah, no rest for the weary there, John. So let's talk about another region you follow closely, and that's Region 5 and 6A. You got Marietta starts 0-4. And you, last time we talked to you, you brought up Marietta as a team to watch, that they had lost a few, but you really liked their future. Well, you know, another reason we bring you on, you were right. So they're 4-4, but 4-0 in a region, Garrett. They got North Cobbs in that region, Walton, Wheeler, Etowah, Cherokee, all teams you guys follow. So talk to me a little bit about that region and how you see that going so far.
Well, you mentioned Marietta. Jaden Whiteside has really kind of come into his own at quarterback. They went up-tempo after getting beaten by Hillgrove, and it has really fit the personnel. They got them going great guns right now. But, you know, they're off this week, and it wouldn't surprise me if the entire coaching staff is over at Wheeler
mm-hmm.
because, you know, next week they'll play North Paulding. Now, if Wheeler beats North Paulding tonight, I think Marietta wins the region because everybody's already got two losses with the exception of them. And, you know, they would the game against North Paulding wouldn't matter at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, and that was the game I was at last week, John, and that game was unbelievable. The comeback and everything else, it looked like North Cobb had that game in the bag. And and they took their foot off the gas, and Marietta came back and burned him. It was a fantastic football game, but let's kind of keep it up there in that area. But we'll head up to Region 4, or excuse me, Region 6, 4A. Kell High School, they look to be on top. Cambridge, Blessed Trinity, they're all kind of in the mix there up there in Region 6. What do you see in that? What do you see up there?
Well, speaking about Kelb, Braden Rouse, their highly decorated linebacker, he got his Navy All-American game jersey yesterday. You know, he's leading that defense. And, you know, we make all the, you know, we talk about the Hillgrove defense for good reason. But, you know, Cal's going for their fourth straight shutout this week when they go over to Centennial. And I have a feeling that they may be able to get that. Cal has been a different team since coming back from, you know, they went down to Lowndes. And Lowndes put it on them pretty good. And I think everything got refocused. And, you know, one thing that you have to give them credit for right now is they're healthy. You know, Mooney Gibson's having a big year. Mm-hmm. Caleb Narcisse, quarterback, having a nice season. And that defense is really playing stingy. So I think they'll get Centennial tonight, and that will set them up next week against Cambridge for the region championship.
Yeah, it's. I really like Kale. I've liked them before. They played a tough game with Sequoia. The whole area is a little interesting this year, John. Is there anybody that we aren't talking about that we should be?
Yes.
All right,
Big game tonight for a sub-region championship, and this one's going to be a little bit out of the box. Region 5, single A. Whitfield Academy is playing Landmark Christian. Landmark comes in 7-0, Whitfield Academy 6-1. Their only loss is to Savannah Christian, which was in the season opener. They've got a young man by the name of Mason Hollingsworth, who is leading Cobb County in rushing. I think with his first carry, assuming that he gets positive yardage tonight, he'll go over the 1,500-yard mark. They are rolling right now. They're averaging, I want to say, right at about 48 points a game. And, you know, if they beat Landmark, they'll win the sub-region. They'll play for the region championship here, I want to say, on Halloween, probably against either Fellowship or Mount Pisgah, if I remember correctly. But Whitfield Academy, they're playing some good football, and the Hollingsworth kid is the real deal.
Yeah, I've actually heard that. Ironically, John, our man Day-Day Lewis has, like, Day-Day Jr. is on that team, right? So we do hear about that one. That's going to be one to keep an eye on tonight. We're going to have an eye on that one. John, as always, man, the best. If you don't follow John Garrett, you need to go to @CobbFry. Okay. Cobb, FBALLFRI, Cobb Football Friday on Twitter or X or whatever it's called. You need to follow that. So I have to give John some credit. You know, a lot of time when I'm just rattling off a score, I'm just copying
John.
So, hey, yeah, man. Give away the secret. So
that's a glowing endorsement right
appreciate
there.
Appreciate your work, John. Thank you, man, as always.
Appreciate it, fellas, anytime.
John, thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, when we get back, I got a Coach Parker's checklist. I've got reporter pregame previews. I got all kinds of stuff that we got to get into here on the High School Scoreboard Show.
We
got to
get Dom's pick.
And we got to get Dom's pick. We got our picks of the week. We got those
coming
up at the
7 o'clock
hour.
Be a man, Dom. Pick somebody else.
No. Let's see. No, stick to your guns, Dom. Stick to your guns. We'll see what he does here when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's separation week, or continues to be separation week in the high school football ranks. Three Fridays left, including today, two after today, to decide who ends up in the postseason. Lots of games like that. We have guys all over the state checking in. They'll be coming in and giving us some updates on everything that we have going on around the high school football scene. But as far as our reporters go today, we've got, of course, Damian Day-Day Lewis. He's going to be down over there at Landmark and Whitfield. Troop County and LaGrange. Eric Slaughter's going to be over there. Then Jonesboro.
Eric's going to Troop County and
LaGrange. Troop County and LaGrange.
That's not even close to here.
He loves getting in the car,
man. He loves getting out. Yeah, he does.
He loves his Richards.
That's going to be a great game. Great pick, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be one of the top games this week, and I'm excited to hear some of that, especially when he gets the whole of either Troop County or LaGrange to kind of come on to the broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be exciting stuff.
That's going to be awesome. Jonesboro and Griffin Austin's going to be out there. But let's actually head on out. We have some previews here, courtesy of our folks, our sideline reporters. Let's go to Coach Tanner Gleason from Troop County. Speaking of that, let's see what they have to say.
Time now for the pregame sideline report.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us, and congratulations to you and the guys on the season that you're having thus far.
Man, I really appreciate it. Y'all do such a great job up there. We listen to you all the time, and it's a pleasure to be on.
It's a pleasure to have you on, sir. So let's talk about the team, and, you know, what's impressed you the most about the guys and their performance throughout the season so far?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, last year we were in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, and so we brought back 10 starters on offense. We brought back 7 starters on defense. You know, I'm also double-dipped, so I'm the baseball coach in the spring, and we were able to win the state championship in baseball in the spring, and there's a lot of crossover for those guys. We got 10 guys that play baseball and start for us in football, and we just kind of brought that same mentality, the culture, the work ethic, all those things that go into creating that culture. We just brought that straight from the baseball field to the football field, and there's just a lot of similarities with it. And, you know, this team that we have is one of our better teams, and the big reason is the culture that I mentioned, but also the fact that we can win games in a lot of different ways. You know, bringing back 10 starters on offense, we're pretty explosive on that side of the ball. Defense, we changed schematically, did some things in the off season, went a little different route with that, and I think we have a very high ceiling. We got some good athletes that run around, and then we got an all-state kicker that really helps us in the kicking game. So all three phases are you know, it puts us in a position to win some ball games.
Big matchup this week, Coach. Obviously, you take on LaGrange. They come in with something to fight for as you all kind of go into the final stretch here, and a bunch of you start jockeying for those top four positions in the final region standings. What's been the message this week as you guys been preparing?
You know, it's just it's wild down here. You know, with that rivalry, us being so close to Auburn, we talk about it being like the Iron Bowl. We're only five minutes apart. You know, both teams and programs have great tradition. Coach Napier does a really, really good job over there. He's one of the better play callers in this area. But the biggest deal is we talk about working the process, not trying to do anything differently than we've done all year with our preparation. And you know, if we go outside of our philosophy and our preparation and our process, that means we had a flawed process in the beginning. And so we truly believe that we have a good process and that we got to stay within ourselves. You know, there's going to be a whole lot of hoopla in the first 5 minutes, and then it'll settle down into a football game.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show. Want to wish you and the guys good luck this week and the rest of the season.
And we really appreciate y'all having us, and thank y'all for everything for high school football. We love it. We listen to y'all all the time.
Yes, sir. And you know what? I'll have to get you back on, too, for once the baseball season rolls around.
Hey, you waiting on me? You backing up? I'm ready to go.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Have a good one.
That's
See you, brother.
That's Damian Dede Lewis here. He always does a fantastic job with those, Coach. And look, this is going to be a great football game, Troop and LaGrange.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best games in the state. Looking forward to hearing about it all evening. Dom, I'm going to give you a little nugget. You know, the last coach to ever just whip my ass in a game? Mm. Tanner Glisson.
What was the score?
I don't know. It was a lot to a little. But I'm sure somebody can look it up. But we were really good my last year coaching. We get deep in the playoffs, but, man, they were even better. And they put it on us, knocked us out of the playoffs. Tanner is a great guy. He's a friend of mine. He's an awesome coach. Coach Napier at LaGrange, Matt Napier, is Coach Napier's brother
hey.
At Florida, you know, does a great job too. This is two of the best coaches in this area tonight. But only one of them has dominated me in the game, and that was Coach Glisson. So I can't say much to him. You know, we didn't even get within a few touchdowns. I know that. So, I mean, that could be a guy you really are excited about, Dom, because he embarrassed me, something you've never yet been able to do with your picks. So, you know, just saying.
This is the first time in 21 years that these two teams have met while ranked both in the top 10.
How about that? Yeah, they've always – both teams – I mean, LaGrange is one of the most winningest teams in the state history, all classifications.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Valdosta, then LaGrange, Gainesville, some of those teams. But – and Troop's been relatively new to the winning in the last maybe two decades or so, but they haven't really been good at the same time, to your point.
Okay.
You know, so, and now they are. And I mean, these guys are right down the road from each other. This is, you know, Stevenson and Southwest DeKalb for Dom, or, you know, it's the game you want. You know, if you're playing people right across the street that go to the other school.
Yeah. And you talk about this game, too. Sandy Creek is right there in that class, in that region as well. So, I mean, is this just one of those situations where you win just for the opportunity now to kind of see who can
run with him? Well, and this is in 3A, right?
Yes, sir.
So, you're talking about power ranking. So, all three teams are going to be really ranked high. You know, LaGrange, Sandy Creek, and Troop are all going to be really well. But the winner tonight does put themselves in a better position to be hosting games later in the playoffs. And mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. You get in those playoff games, and who's at home really matters.
Yeah, yeah. And look, LaGrange is currently sitting at 5-1 there, 7-1 overall, but they have that one loss in the region play. Troop County is undefeated. That's going to be a good football game, and I'm excited to hear some more from Eric Slaughter, and he's going to be sending us updates there throughout the course of the evening. But we have another one here from Coach Darren Miles from Carver Atlanta High School. Let's take a listen.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Before we talk about the game, though, just first of all, remarkable season that you and the boys are having. You reach 150 career wins. Just a lot of good things going for you guys this year, man. Talk about just, you know, what's really been stood out to you and been special about this season overall so far.
Senior leadership. Guys have really been locked in. The team overall, but led by our senior group of seniors that have been in the program for 4 years. Been really locked in, and it's just not on the football field. Throughout the building, it's been permeating throughout the campus. You know, our guys know what's expected of them. They've been carrying out the expectations on and off the field. And that's been the biggest thing that stood out. So when we're in tough situations like a 12-7 type game or down 22-13, nobody fussing or fighting, right? They're encouraging each other, picking their feet up, and then they're going to work. You know, that's the thing that stood out.
All right. So as far as tonight's game, and obviously I heard you talking afterwards, you know, you guys now one win away from completing the region, unbeaten. You know, what did you think about the guys' mindset as they came into this one tonight?
Well, they were confident coming in. You know, the thing about it, they were confident that they were going to win the game. You know, our thing was not to fall for the rat poison. You know, everybody expected us to win the game. You know, so it wasn't a matter of winning. It was about basically came down to how much and how we win, right? So the things that we were looking for is playing to the Panther standard, right? That's executing, attacking, and finishing. Right? So we had some execution in the first half, then we had some. You know, some open field tackles that weren't made, not coming to balance, executing the fundamentals. You know, so the attack part was there, and then we wanted to come out the second half and just finish. You know, then of course you got the small things, effort. We always want to see effort, playing with a nasty attitude and being toughness. So we saw those things in the second half, despite the fact that it was a running clock. The boys have been doing a good job of locking in and not carrying, you know, a victory from the week before until the next week. You know, so they've been doing a good job. So they're going to enjoy it. We're all going to enjoy it this week. We're on fall break. So they did a great job of committing themselves to coming to practice, you know, and making certain that we went 1-0.
Awesome. And now you'll get a chance to, again, close out this region unbeaten and then get into some region playoffs. What's your message to the guys down the stretch here?
Well, down the stretch, we want to finish. We're still trying to go 1-0. So right now we want to finish the region. We had a goal in mind. We were going to go 4-0 in the non-region, mm-hmm. right? And then the goal was also to dominate the region, you know, so dominating in whatever fashion, mean winning. And then we go into that third season, you know, so and win, go 1-0 each week for the playoffs.
That's Darren Miles from Carver Atlanta High School. 150 wins. That's a lot of wins.
Yeah, that's a lot of wins.
That's a lot of wins.
Listen, Darren Miles, one of the best coaches in this area, one of the best coaches in the state of Georgia, could be a lot of places, stays at Carver, makes a big difference there, always has his team ready to play. They win big last night, 51-0. Day-Day Lewis caught up with them after the game. Great job, Day-Day. A lot of good games last night. West Forsyth beat North Forsyth 35-28 in the Forsyth Bowl. West Forsyth moved to 7-1. That's a really good West Forsyth team.
Yeah.
Playing on a Thursday night there in a big rivalry game. 35-28. That's a big win. So a few good games last night, but Carver really looking to roll. That's a team to watch when you get into the playoffs there, Garrett.
Yeah, and you speak about teams who set their schedule up in such a way that you have a late bye week. Last game of the season, last week of the season is a bye week for them.
Yeah.
They play My Lovett Lions coming up next weekend, and then after that, then they jump into postseason play. And, I mean, obviously they're already in the postseason, and they're very clearly in there, sitting at 9-0 on the season. But, that's going to be a very interesting spot. But 150, that's a long, long career, you know,
and that takes you
a little while.
Yeah, at a place like Carver that hadn't won at all before he got there.
That's the
other thing. You know, 150 wins is a lot even at Marist or even at, you know, Grayson or, you know, because you got to win 10 a year for, you got to win 10 a year for 15 years at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, but a place like Carver that probably hadn't won 150 games in 40 years has won it in the last, about 17 or 18. So Coach has done a great job there. Cause I consider Coach Miles a friend. You know, I'm biased. I like him. But he does a great job. He really does. And does more with less. You know, that's not a place that has the resources that some of the bigger schools have, and they just find a way to get it done year in, year out.
Yeah, and they play over at the Municipal Stadium and stuff like that. I mean, like, this is a program who earns every little bit of what they have, and they've done a very good job, and 150 wins is a big deal there for Carver and everybody else. But, Coach, we got to jump into some picks. I mean, I hear Dom Trotsky has wants to jump in here.
Breaking
first,
news. Dom has a pick. All right, Dom, who you got?
Oh, well, we know my pick is Stevenson over Riverdale.
Stevenson over Riverdale.
But a little bit of
do you have a side pick?
I don't do side picks.
Okay.
I don't do side picks. No side picks for me. However,
main picks for
I do a little bit of investigative journalism.
Okay.
Journalism.
And I was able to find the game that Coach was talking about. And that was in 2018.
Yeah.
Actually about a month away from it. It was November 16th, second round of the playoffs, final score 53-14.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a beatdown.
Oh, no.
It was so bad that I just said to hell with it. I just didn't come back. <You know?
laughs> Coach, no.
But they deserved it. Listen, that was a good football team. I mean, we had a good team, but they had a
bad
one.
Hey, I was going to say, to Coach's credit, undefeated up until that point, and the week prior, you guys won 42-0 over White County.
It just tells you how bad White County was.
bless
it. That was a great year, actually. Because every place is a little bit different. You know, Pickens had never won in the playoffs. So that was actually something we were really proud of. But, yeah, Troop was just a whole other class. I mean, they had four or five guys going to SEC schools, mm-hmm. and they were really good that year. But Tanner Glisson does a good job. Good job, Dom. Thanks for embarrassing me. He can't embarrass me with my pick, so he has to choose to investigate.
Again, that was actually you guys' only time that season scoring less than 30 points. Yeah. Coach had a damn good team.
That's a good season.
We did have a
Coach.
Good team. Yeah, we really did have a good
There's
team.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. You make the postseason, you make a little run for yourself. There's nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever.
We had some good players. They had some good coaches. They did a good job there. But yes, that night against Troop, it did not go. You know, everything kind of went your way. You know, seasons where Carver's dealing right now, they're 9-0. Mm-hmm. You know, I was 9-0. Everything's going your way. You know, but then when it doesn't go your way, it doesn't. I mean, we turn the ball over. Everything that bad, people getting hurt. Everything that bad could happen would happen.
And what did Luke Combs say?
And I blame Tanner Glisson for all that.
That Luke Combs song, when it rains, it pours. Yeah. So this is the nature of the beast, Coach.
So, you know, the sun rises and the sky's blue and Dom picked Stevenson. All right, so who you got?
I'm gonna keep it in-house here with a game that we've been talking about.
Lovett?
No, I can't pick Lovett. They're playing Hapeville. They should win that game pretty handily. I'd like to pick Lovett. I go Lions, of course. I'll always pick Lovett. But now, how about Troop? I'll go Troop over
You're
LaGrange.
Going Troop over LaGrange.
I'm going to go Troop over LaGrange. Okay. I think that's going to be a really good football game. I think that's damn near a 50-50 shot.
I think that's a good pick, actually. If I was picking, I'd probably pick Trouba over the Grange, although I think it's close. But I already gave my pick, so I'll give it again. Hillgrove over McEachern. Day-Day, special guest picker Day-Day, picked McEachern over Hillgrove. So it's me versus Day-Day.
It's like a college game day edition.
Yeah, we got it. We're going to see who can make this happen tonight.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. When we get back, we got a little bit more to get into. We've got Kurt Miller.
Yeah, Kurt
joining us here, the Georgia High School Association's vice president and the AD of Oconee County. He'll be joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We also got a Coach Parker's checklist. We got a lot to get into. Plus, we got games.
School day.
30 minutes away.
Touchdown Jesus.
And we got
clipboard Jesus. What was it called?
Charlie Waters is joining us here in the second hour
Touchdown
of the
Jesus.
Show.
What is that, Notre Dame?
Touchdown Jesus is Notre Dame. Oh, yeah, man. That is Notre Dame.
Not Charlie.
Not Charlie.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be.
Dom's got me off my game, reminding me of those ass kickings I took.
He's got you in your head, man. Well, we got about 5 minutes to get our heads back in order. We'll get you back here on the High School Scoreboard Show right here on Sports Radio 92.9 on the Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.